And there we had Don Meskell and A Long Way Down. Now, it is a long way down, I gotta say, for my next guest coming all the way from Galway, and I have some good friends in Galway who love the way I say that. It's a long way down all the way to Ardmore in Youghal, but it's an even longer way back, I can trust me on that, because it's a 350-kilometre walk. Now, Ronan Scully, somebody who I first met almost 12 years ago, is this August celebrating his 52nd birthday. Now, when most people will be planning their 52nd birthday, I'm sure it would be on a high stool with a libation in front of them, but not for Ronan, because he's also celebrating his 27th year working for various causes in the developing world. He was with Goal in the past. He worked over in Calcutta with Mother Teresa's Sisters. He's now working with Self Help Africa. And on this coming Saturday, he's going to embark on a 350-kilometre walk, starting in Ardmore, ending the following Saturday, he hopes, above in the Prom in Salt Hill. To talk to us all about that and more, I'm so honoured and privileged to welcome to the programme, live from Clara in County Offaly, Ronan Scully. Ronan, good evening.
Good evening to you, Dara, and to all your listeners down there. And I'm really thankful and grateful to you, Dara, for having me on your programme. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about, I suppose, this moment of madness of trying to walk 350 kilometres. But it's something that it's my third year doing it, and I've been doing it, I call it bay to bay. Like last year, I done it from Dingle Bay to Galway Bay, and the year before, I done it from Dublin Bay to Galway Bay, and this year, I'm doing it from Ardmore, Youghal Bay, Siam to Galway Bay via the Midlands. And I'm doing it for three different charities, Dara, and I suppose it's three charities that are helping people, children and families, locally, nationally and globally. So there's a local element to it in the sense that I'm living in Galway, and I'm doing it for one of the charities, the Galway Rape Crisis Centre, and they cover a huge region. It goes down to the Midlands, you know, it goes up part of the northwest as well. And then the second charity I'm doing, which is a charity very close to my heart, is Rosabelle's Rooms in partnership with the Irish Hospice Foundation. And that's Gary and Suzanne Monroe. They lost their lovely, beautiful little girl, Rosabelle. And they were heartbroken. And out of the heartbreak, they set up a charity called Rosabelle's Rooms, in partnership with the Irish Hospice Foundation. And what they're doing is setting up rooms in hospitals for children that are suffering, or that for families that maybe have lost a child. And they've also organised counselling for families, and also provide funds for families that have lost children, you know, for funeral costs or for counselling costs or whatever it might mean, especially for children that have died tragically. And then the last charity is the charity I work for myself, Self Help Africa. And we're doing it for a sort of a programme in Malawi. We have a programme where we're trying to feed 200,000 children on a daily basis. So we are, and I'm hoping to raise some funds to go towards that. Now, over the last 2 years, the first year we raised 30,000, and last year we raised close to 25,000. So we're hoping to raise about another 20,000 this year to be divided equally among the three charities. So, you know, it's a moment of madness, but you know, it's something that I enjoy. It's sort of like a pilgrimage for me every year. It takes about a week to do the walk, and as you said, Dara, I'm starting down in Ardmore, Youghal Bay, on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and I'm heading along. I suppose it's now famous down that part of the world known as St. Declan's Way. And I'm heading to Mount Melry on the first day. So I'm staying in Mount Melry on Saturday night. And then from there, then I'm heading from Mount Melry to Kerr in County Tipperary. And then on Monday, then I'm heading from Kerr to Turles. And if Tipperary win All Ireland, I'm hoping that there'll be a big crowd in Turles. and then from Turles, then on the Tuesday, then I'm heading to Burr in County Offaly. And then on the Wednesday, I'm heading from Burr to my hometown of Clara, where I'm originally from. And on the Thursday, then I'm heading from Clara to Ballinasloe. And on Friday, I'm heading from Ballinasloe to Crockwell. And then on Saturday, please God, if I'm still alive and in the feet are okay, I'm heading from Crockwell to Galway Bay to Salt Hill on the Saturday, the 24th of August, hoping to gain around 4 o'clock. And we'll have a special 5K where people can join me for the last 5K to walk. And we're having a special 5K, and people, you know, can give the donations that day as well. And I have an online thing as well, my Facebook page, or there's a GoFundMe page as well, you know, Bay to Bay walk, charity walk, 350 kilometres. So so I'm hoping that it makes a difference in the charities, you know, over the donations that come in. And you know, already people have been very, very good to me and to the charity, so I'm hoping that they will also continue to do that over the next week or so as I'm on the walk.
Now, Ronan, I'm going to cut you there though for a second, because you just mentioned getting into Thurles on Monday night. You're hoping that if Tipperary win the Liam McCarthy, they'll have their shirts. It's a long time since you saw one of them above an Offaly, now, isn't it?
It is, like, but...
I couldn't resist. Now, you have the claret jug from Shane Lowry, but you haven't had Liam McCarthy in a long time.
And we had a big celebration for the claret jug as well, but we haven't had Liam McCarthy in a long while. But hopefully, you know, hopefully that over the next few years we can start working with young people. And I suppose that's where life is about at the moment, is trying to help young people and trying to encourage young people, whether it's in sport, as you were talking earlier on in the programme about leaving certain that... You know what I mean? It's all about, you know, every young person, you know, has an opportunity. And whenever a child is born, the whole responsibility of human life and people to look after that child. And as you said yourself before, when we were talking before, it takes a village and a town to raise a child. And I suppose in some ways that's what I'm trying to do with my life, and with a lot of the work that I do, with a lot of our work is helping young people, helping families, helping, you know, people that I suppose that have been on the edges of society, or, you know, have lived in very, very poor conditions, whether that's in Africa or whether it's in Ireland, you know, because we've, as you know yourself, and you've talked about it before on many occasions, you know, we've a huge homeless problem as well, and people, you know, have difficulties financially at times as well. So I suppose I try to highlight that. And, you know, every day on my walk over the week that I'll be doing it, I'll be, you know, saying a rosary here and there, and I'll be saying prayers and remembering people that have asked me to pray for them. And you know, it's my little sort of week out from life in some ways. The walk is, it's like an Irish Camino in some sort, Dara, and I'm hoping to raise as much as I can for the three charities involved. And I'm taking a week off work so that there's no expense to any of the charities at all, and people have been very good and very kind and generous with offering me a place to stay as well. So I'm just so thankful to everyone, and people sponsoring me along the way as well. And I have a good friend, Declan Smith, who was giving me his camper van for the week, which is great. It means then that, you know, I can stop at various places, doesn't have to be stopping in towns and things like that, and have a cup of tea and off we go again, like, type of thing, if you know what I mean. So, but I'm just so thankful to you, Dara, and to all your listeners. And if anyone's around Saturday morning at 9 o'clock down around Ardmore, Yawhill area, you know, or if they see me on the road, give me an old beep, or if they want to walk a kilometre with me, or if they want to walk a day with me, you know, I have sponsorship cards as well if people want to do anything. Or if people would like to do give a donation, they can do so at www.selfhelpafrica.org. They can see the details there about the charity, and to ring up if they want to make an online donation or whatever that might be. But again, Dara, just to say a huge thank you to you and everyone on your radio station, and to all your listeners as well. And to you, Dara, as well, for being a great friend. Many, many times when the whole world has walked away, Darren McCann tends to walk in and help people out as well. So thanks for
that. No, Ronan, we're in to talk about you. We're not going to be talking about myself at all. Look, before I let you go, you know, behind every great man, I always say, is a great woman. Or should I say, in your case, three great women.
That's right.
Because you have your lovely wife, Jackie, and you both went abroad. You went over to Africa to adopt two beautiful little girls. And they're doing well. They're doing great. But they must be so... No, I suppose they're fed up when Daddy goes out the door because they don't know when he's coming back. But at the same time, they must be filled with pride and with absolute joy to see the amount of people that you touch. Like, to give an idea to listeners, Ronan Scully used to write for the Irish Catholic A Thought for the Week. Then it appeared in the Galway Independent. But anything that happens around the country, if you're connected with Ronan in any way, shape or form, Ronan Scully is lighting a candle for you. And I can testify for that because I've seen him doing it. But I have to mention Jackie and his two lovely daughters, and of course his wider family as well. Ricey Scully, his father, member of the band for the late Brendan Grace. But without your family, Ronan, you'd have no one.
Oh, absolutely. And look, and I mean, I'm as I said before, I'm very lucky and blessed. And, you know, as I say about my two beautiful daughters, me and Sophie, like, we won the lotto twice. You know, they're everything to me. They're my life, and I would do anything for them as well. And they're going to, you know, join me in parts of the walk as well. Like, and they're, you know, they're so supportive of what I do. And as I said, I'm very, very, very lucky and blessed in that. And, you know, they give me great joy, and they keep me going, and it's what life's all about. Family is important, and it's the backbone of all our lives. Like, and without, you know, I've got two of the best parents anyone could ever ask for, my mum and dad. And my dad will be driving the camper van, so, and he'll be telling me some of his funny jokes to keep me walking.
And he'll probably be giving a blast on the old saxophone as well, no doubt.
Absolutely, and we hope to have a few sing-songs along the way at night as well, like, you know, so... We hope that when we get to Clara as well, we're having a bit of a sing-song. When we get to Clara, one of the local pubs is having a night for me as well. So, you know, we'll have a bit of fun along the way. It won't be all, you know, blisters and sores and things like that. But, you know, into the forefront of the mind will be the three charities and trying to raise as much as we can for those three charities, because they do fantastic work, as I say, locally and nationally and internationally. And, you know, like, when I go abroad, you know, in the 10 countries that we work with in Africa, when you say that you're from Ireland, you know, people are just so thankful, so they are, because that's because of the great work that Irish people have done over the years in many parts of our world, and the difference that they've made to people's lives, whether it's through education, whether it's through charity, whether it's through agriculture, whether it's through health or whatever that might be. Some great, you know, priests and nuns and doctors and nurses and lay people have gone out to many parts of the world and made huge differences to people's lives. And here in our own country as well, there's fantastic unsung heroes working in so many different charities, volunteers doing brilliant work, you know, to help people that have maybe fallen on tough times or had something bad happen to them, and try to get them back on their feet again, to help them to do things for themselves again. And that's what we should be all trying to do, is trying to help people in our local communities make life better for one another, because, you know, we're only here for a short time in some shape or form. And I'm just thankful that I've been lucky enough to meet some fantastic people and being able to give something back for a lot of the blessings that I received in life. And I've been very, very lucky with friends in my life as well, like yourself, Dara. You know, I've come knocking on your door on many occasions, and you've helped out many of the charity events that I've been involved in as well. And I'm so thankful and grateful to you for that as well, and to lots of other people that support charity in any way. And there's some great charities. I know there's difficulties with charities at times, but there is some fantastic people out there doing some fantastic work to try and help people at home here in Ireland, and to help people abroad in places like Africa where I work.
And none greater and more humble than yourself, Ronan. Just to remind people again, if they want to make an online donation, you can go to www.selfhelpafrica.org and you'll find all the details there. Or be there on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock down in Ardmore, and the walk will be heading towards Yall Bay and onward then to Mount Mellery. Or if you want to take a little journey to the west of Ireland and meet Ronan as he arrives in Galway, you can do so on the 24th, that's Saturday week. He hopes to arrive there at 4 o'clock, and all are welcome to join him at the Claddagh Hall in Galway to walk the prom. And if you've never walked the prom before, you got to walk the prom. Trust me, I love it. And it's a 5K walk. You can make a donation of €15 towards the charities, whatever you can afford. It's not, you know, you can afford less or afford more, whatever. And the walk will be followed by a barbecue at 6 o'clock in the Galway Bay Hotel in Salt Hill. Tickets selling at €20. Again, with all proceeds going to the charities. But Ronan, I got to say to you, you're one of those people that once you meet, you'll always remember. You just go out of your way to help other people. Will you do me a favour, for goodness sake? Look after yourself as well. And at the end of this walk, take a break.
Well, I hope that, but I have a little difficulty in that I'm heading out to Eritrea and Ethiopia and Kenya on the 31st of August with my own work. So I am going out visiting some of the programs that we're doing out there. But hopefully after I come back after that, I'll take a little break for a while then. But just to say to you again, Darren, to all your listeners, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak to your listeners today. And, you know, to you as well, Darren, for all the great work that the radio station does you know, and it's had so many different organisations and charities, and just even listening to the priest earlier on talking about, you know, the great work that they're doing in Cove as well, and the beautiful area that Cove is. I actually walked through Cove last year, actually, with a gentleman walking from Wexford to Kinsale, and it was just, we had a great reception in Cove, so we did, and it was just so beautiful, and, you know, it's such a special part of the world, anywhere down around the south of Ireland, you know, especially along the coast, and I'm, you know, jealous of you in some ways down there. It's absolutely beautiful, so keep up the good work that you all do yourselves.
We certainly will, Ronan, and look, I'll light a candle on this occasion for Tip to win Liam McCarthy, so that Liam McCarthy will be in Thurles on Monday. Now, I'll tell you this, if I find out that Liam McCarthy was kidnapped, I'll know exactly where to go to find him.
That's true.
Because that's about the only chance that you're ever going to get your hands on them again.
That's true. I'll be lighting candles every day anyway as I go along anyway. That's part of my pilgrimage for the week. I usually stop off at little churches along the way and light candles for people's intentions. So if anyone wants to send me a message on Facebook to pray for any intention as well, please feel free to do so as well. So
you're an absolute legend, Ronan, an absolute legend. Listen, it's been a pleasure having you on, and listen, give my best regards to all the family. I know them well, and I can't wait to catch up with them again very soon. But in the meantime, one step in front of another, my man, and the very, very best of success to you.
Thank you so much, Darren, to all your listeners. Thank you as well.
All right, Ronan, God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye. And there we had Ronan Scully. Now, he's somebody I would love to actually get into studio and do a full documentary on, because this guy, I'll be honest, I'm biased. I know the man, but I'm just flabbergasted with the amount of work that he does, the amount of travelling that he does. I didn't even mention that he undertook a hike to the North Pole, would you believe it or not? He's walked everywhere for charities, and it literally is for the charity. It's not for Ronan. Anybody that would ever meet the guy, he is such a humble, humble person. And I think that's one of the things that endears me to him, or that endears him to me. I really, really, really love that guy and his lovely family as well. And I know his dad hadn't been in good health there in recent times, and I know they're listening. So listen, huge shout out to the family there in Clara, and the family over in Galway, and indeed the family everywhere.